USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered a new special legislative session to pass a Republican-backed voting law, although dozens of House Democrats are still out of the state and remain in Washington. The announcement comes after more than 50 Democrats left Texas on July 12th to avoid voting on an election reform bill. The special session will start on Saturday, August 7th. The chairman of the New York State Committee conducting an impeachment inquiry into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday the panel's probe is almost finished. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Cuomo needs to go.
I absolutely believe he must resign for the good of New York State and our people. If he doesn't, the clamor, which is universal at this point, Democrats and Republicans, saying he's got to go, is going to win the day.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Facebook coordinated closely with the CDC in controlling the narrative of the pandemic, including suppression of alleged misinformation, and gave health agency free advertising, estimated at $3 million, according to Judicial Watch, which obtained emails that were released on July 28th. A group of real estate entities issued a legal challenge in a Washington district court on August 4th to the CDC's new eviction moratorium. They argued in their emergency motion that the latest eviction order issued by the CDC exceeds the agency's powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki offered what she called the real solution.
The other piece of this that I know we keep talking about, but is really a solution here, and that's why we keep talking about it, is getting this money out to states and localities. This is really about money, right, and funding, and all these states and localities have money to extend the moratorium in their states by a month or 2 months.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The investigation into the origins of COVID-19 has been blocked by Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Lance Pry has more.
The House GOP report on the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has evidence the virus was impacting the area in September of 2019, and China failed to abide by a 24-hour mandatory reporting regulation for months. Texas Representative Republican Michael McCaul tells Newsmax, American lawmakers are hindering our efforts to get to the truth.
Very disappointing. You know, I chaired the China task force. They were going to join us, and then Pelosi at the last minute called it off, saying it was a diversion.
On Wednesday, 616 Americans nationwide died from COVID-19. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Representative Devin Nunes sued NBC Universal Media on Tuesday, claiming MSNBC host Rachel Maddow defamed him in a series of statements suggesting the California Republican was in cahoots with a Russian agent implicated in the nation's interference in the 2016 election. The congressman is seeking monetary damages from the company, alleging Maddow falsely accused him of criminality and exposed him to public ridicule, scorn, contempt, censure, and prejudice, according to a complaint filed in federal court in Texas. Nunez's suit follows numerous similar legal actions he has brought against media outlets, including CNN and The Washington Post. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.